So, this week's topic is on the topic of Kol Isha. We entitled the shiar, right? We entitled the shiar, The Sound of Her Music. And already before Shabbos, I was getting all types of messages. Some direct, some subliminal. You know, yeah, people call this a controversial topic. It's funny, like there are some things, you know, you're Shomer Shabbos, are you Shomer Kol Isha? I didn't know it was an optional point.
Rabbi, I have a question.
But
did you get one from Barbara Streisand?
Hold on. So we are going to talk this morning about the topic of Kol Isha. And like everything, look, we're going to learn the sources and go through the topic so that we'll hopefully everyone will learn something about it that we may not have known of before. And I think there are so many applications. Kol Isha is something which really you could talk about. It's an expansive topic, for example. I'll go through some issues. I'm not yet telling you. This is just the coming attractions, literally. Of the situations you might have, you know, is there an issue of Kol Isha in one's home with close family members? Let's say a brother listening to a sister sing. Is that an issue of Kol Isha? Right? My little son was saying, please, Daddy, say yes. there are issues, potentially, of Kol Isha, right? What happens if you go into a classic elevator and you draw going up the 10 stories and there's elevator music? And
get out and take the stairs.
Is there a difference between, right, a Jewish person singing or a non-Jew singing? Does it make a difference if it's live or recorded? Yes, we don't want to give names, but yes. You could have, playing on the radio, Jewish people singing. Let's say, you know, from nowadays, the Jewish music world is not limited to male singers. There also are female singers. Are they allowed to put their music out there, let's say on the internet? Could they have their music on YouTube? Is that proper or not proper? Is that right or not halakhically?
Do they have different rules?
Yeah. Try to think of a topic. Oh, yeah. A kumzitz, a co-ed kumzitz. Is that allowed? Not allowed. What about a woman's choir? Make a difference. One person singing, multiple people singing. What happens if you work in a Beis Yaakov? What happens if you're a bus driver and taking girls on a trip and they're singing in the back of the bus? So many different scenarios in life one could come across Kol Isha. And, you know, how old does it, where does the Isser begin? If my 7-year-old niece starts singing, is that a problem? So, Be'ezus Hashem, I hope to tackle all these issues and more as soon as we begin the shiur today. Now, probably, I was debating where to start from. I originally was going to put the Gemara on Brachos on the sheet, except I copied Amud Beis instead of Amud Aleph, so my bad. So the Gemara on Brachos is not here to begin with. But I think, actually, the best place to start anyway is the Shulchan Aruch. I'd like to preface also one reason. The reason why I picked this topic is usually I do one topic, you know, this time of the year is called Shovavim, which is in general in the area to strengthen in general the Isser of Nida and the overlapping issues. So this touches upon that, as we'll see. So if you look in Evan HaOzer, Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Aleph. The name of the siman is Tzrachik Min Arayos. A person should distance themselves from forbidden relationships. And the language, you know, the Mechaber who wrote the Shulchan Aruch didn't get paid by the word. Every word is exact, every expression is exact, and there aren't too many places where he writes the following expression. Tzrach Adam Mitzrachik Me'anashim. Person has to be careful to distance himself from women. Ma'od, ma'od. What does the word, the expression ma'od, ma'od mean? Very much. Hey, he didn't throw in that extra ma'od as a typo.
Does that apply to your wife too?
Oh, shit. Right? We'll talk about husband and wives.
Ma'od, ma'od.
There, you know. A person does have to be careful about interpersonal relationships with women. And, you know, we're not touching on the topic today of yichud. That's a whole other isser. But just, and we've done that in the past. But just as an example, which I think is quite impressive, the former vice president, Mr. Pence, it was public that he had a certain rule. He made up this rule himself. He's a Gentile. He's a religious Gentile. But the rule that he had was he never met with a woman by himself. If he had a business meeting with a woman, it would have to be with other people or his wife. But he never would meet one-on-one a business meeting with a woman. Now, okay, halachically, that might be beyond if you're in only in private, you're in only public places, you go out to a restaurant and this. Halachically, that's not the Isser of Yichud. It could be improper depending on the circumstance. But the concept is not such a far concept that even Goyim could grasp. Is there are so many people, there's so many politicians, there's so many businessmen, there's so many, you know, across the board, even rabbis, right? Arayos is something which is a taiva, which is, it's a desire of a person, and it's one of those averos which could entrap people. And the Rabbanan, Chazal, the Torah, the Rabbanan, went out of their way to figure out ways to distance. Now Mike Pence, okay, he doesn't have the Torah, so he made his own Gedarim. But we have the Torah, and we have Gedarim. And along with the Isser Yichud and many other Isurim, the Harchakas that the Torah makes, one other Harchaka the Torah has on this list, sif, the first sif over there in Siman Chaf Aleph is long. Has many, many different applications of lisrachim le'anashim ma'od ma'od, keep them very far. Right? Our campus is far from Beis Yaakov's campus. Right? Ma'od ma'od. But, you know, I was joking, yeshiva. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't work out necessarily that way. You know, across from every yeshiva is some seminary. Okay, maybe you shouldn't go learn Eretz Yisrael at that stage in life. But the Mechaber brings va'asa l'shmor kol erva, and it's also to hear literally the kol, the sound of an erva, of someone who's also to you as one of the arayos. Now the classic arayos are all relatives, right? Daughter, okay, that might be different for Kol Erva, we'll see in a moment. Kol Isha. One's daughter-in-law, one's niece, all those are included in Arayos. Ashes Ish, another married woman, clearly is an Erva. But we'll also talk what else falls into this category. I might as well read for a moment. Let me go through the Beis Shmuel, one of the Mefarshim here on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Kol Erva, he says, Ava Kol Penuyo, Kol Ishto Mutter. A woman who is not an Erva, a woman who is not your wife, would be, or your wife, would be Mutter. But, there's a very interesting halacha, which we'll see in a moment. El Be'ez Tefila, Aser. Moshe calls it Ba'arachayim, Sibin Ayin Hei. When you're davening, this is a very interesting idea. The Lashon the Gemara says, So the Shulchan Aruch says, V'asher shmol kol erva. It's also to hear the sound of an erva, which is talking about her relationship to you. Her relationship is an erva. The Gemara uses a lashon, kol be'isha erva. The sound of the voice of a woman is erva. So much so, meaning the voice itself is equivalent, just like their halachos, you cannot say brachos, you can't say things in front of immodestly clad women. You know, when you see that little thing in the bottom of a wedding invitation, you know, please dress in accordance with Jewish tradition. So you normally think, okay, that is here because it's, you know, they're talking about the setting, the theme of the event. They want it to be, you know, refined. They want it to be halakhically acceptable. But there's a practical thing, very much so. When you're making brachos under the chuppah, if the kala is not dressed properly, that makes for big problems for the Seder Kedushin. You cannot make brachos in front of scantily clad women. That's the idea, and you know, you have issues in shuls if they don't have a proper machitza. These are real legitimate halachas, and you know, the simple eitzah is not so simple sometimes. Okay, so you turn your body not facing them and recite the bracha that way. Yeah, Masada Kedusha sometimes come up with good chas, you know. Okay, you stand here facing this way, you stand here, but it's a real halakhic issue. You cannot say a bracha in front of the erva. So too, if kol be'isha erva, if the voice of a woman, and this is a bechiddush, right? When today's shir is not about se'er be'isha erva, that a married woman, once she gets married, her hair has a din erva. Rabbi, it's hard to understand. You know, it's the same hair she had yesterday and today. Now she's married. So you have this whole idea of covering it. But part of the idea is erva is not a concept which is limited to parts of one's body. It could extend to one's hair. Here the Gemara is saying an interesting idea. It extends even to the voice. Kol be'isha erva, her voice also is an erva. So therefore, if you're trying to recite Kriya Shema, and your wife or your daughter, someone is singing in the other room, you might run into issues. Because while I'm trying to recite Divrei Torah, I'm davening, I'm saying Kriya Shema, I'm hearing the sound. So we're going to see in a moment. Here, I might as well read it inside so you could believe me. I can just make this up. Arachayim Simon Ayin Hey. This is in the Mishabura, daily living, not in Ebenezer. Yesh li zar mishmias kol zemer isha vishas kriyashma. One should be careful not to hear a woman singing during kriyashma. Now, Pashtun means singing. I'm thinking to myself, I've been in a situation, interesting thing. I don't know why I didn't think about this. Right? I know a nice Rav in the Young Israel Shul. He thought of a good idea to get people's kavana for Kriya Shema. He made it a thing that the Shul, everyone together, will recite Kriya Shema. Like, I would say the same way we do it in third grade. That's what this whole shul did. V'ahavta eis Hashem Elokav. You know, that shul, you know, women's section is right on top of the men's section. And they had some, sopranos, but some altos, right? Some loudly singing women who would also say along. Now that really gets into an issue. The lashon the Gemara says is kol be'isha erva. The sound of a woman's voice is erva. Halacha l'maisa, we do not paskin. It's the sound of the woman's voice, pashtas. As the Mechaber writes over here, kol zemer isha. It's the sound of a woman singing. That's what erva is. Like, for example, one of the topics they talk about is a woman who's giving a speech for the Shari people here. Imagine you have a woman who's a speaker like Rabbi Shapiro. Rabbi Shapiro is one of these people that he changes the tone of his voice from the beginning of the sentence to the end of the sentence to be super dramatic, softer, than loud and quiet than this. Imagine you had a top female speaker like that. So, right, especially you could go to a conference. You know, they they have a presenter, you know? Nowadays, even in sports, you know, who's doing half the reporting? Women. So, the Maisa, can one listen to these type of things? Not so simple. For the most part, the poskim do allow, if we're talking about non-singing, even if there's somewhat of a sing-song in it, you know, it's a drasha, it's a speech, you know, they're raising and lowering their voice. For the most part, the poskim permit that. And therefore, that's why the Mechaber chose the Lashon called Zemer Isha. So I'm not sure, you know, if by davening you happen to hear the lady B'Shas Kriyashma reciting Kriyashma, she's not singing it really. No, if she's Machbet to do with the Trump, that's a good Shaila. But one of the Rayas they want to talk about there, there's a Tzadon Halacha, the women could lay in the Gila. That's with Trump. So they debate this issue. Is Trump considered singing? So if this lady wanted to sing Kriyashma with the Trump, okay, we'd have that issue. But for the most part, it seems they're the poskim are mako with that. But now, this issue of during Kriyashma of a wife singing, okay, so just tell your wife not to have, you know, singing lessons at the same time that you're davening at home because you're not feeling well. That's the one thing. The Ramah spells out Beferish Vafil Beishto. This does apply to one's wife. Of a kol sheruggle bo ino erva. But a kol that he's used to, then it's not an erva. Which, that self does bother me. It says, the Ramah writes in the same breath, even your wife. And then he says, but if you're used to it, it's not a problem. So it's interesting. So what do you mean? You're not used to your wife? It's cold? So there's actually two ways to read that concept. Doesn't mean you're not used to the voice, or you have to be used to the singing. You know your wife's voice all the time. You don't necessarily know your wife's singing. She sang to you on a date. But, so the concept is, if something for sure is used to you, and they, again, they debate if it's the sound of the voice in general or the singing, then that wouldn't be, that would not be a problem during Kriyashma. Now, okay, we put some background down. Now let's go to some practical applications. Okay, let's start with the radio. Or better yet, nowadays they have tons of these live performances, right? Every night there's some other Jewish concert going on. So, yep. So you could definitely have this in a house. You know, not everyone's sitting in a house with headphones on. Let's say you have a sister, and she's listening to a live concert happening right now. Or should I start the other way? You know what? Let me do the recorded one before the live. Okay. Let's talk in terms of a recording. Okay, so it's not live, but you're listening to a recording, which that's most music you listen to today is not live music, it's recorded music. And you're hearing a person sing. So is that a problem of erva? So there's a big heter that many of the Achronim talk about. Is the issue is an issue if you see the person. The whole Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva is when you see in your makir the person singing. But if you're hearing something over a recording, therefore you're not seeing the person. There are many people that are poskim which are mekel. That's a big heter. Right? Yes?
Would a video count as seeing the person? Because you're not seeing the person live.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Right? I was going to ask a similar question. What happens if, okay, right now I'm hearing on the radio, but I also happen to know what the person looks like. Now, let me add, I should have added who's in the crux of the Shaila. We talked about, for sure, Arayos are in. Right? So any people that are related to you, so okay, if no one related to you is a singer, okay. Not necessarily. Included in this is also somebody who has a din of a nida. So practically speaking, yeah, that's everybody above, we'll assume the age of 12 and above, has halakhically the din of a nida, especially if they don't keep those halachos, then they practically have that halacha for life. You know, there is this famous heter that, you know, a person once went swimming and this, you know, they could, you know, potentially get out of that, but not so simple. So, simply it applies to, let's start, all Jewish girls, people who are post the age of 12, one's relatives, all is included in that. And then there's, what about Gentiles, Goyim? So, it's interesting. Normally, Gentiles are not in the dinim of Arayos. But there is a halacha, famous, you know, Gemara, Chumash story, of Pinchas and Zimri, right? The Pinchas killed Zimri for having relations with the...
Shiksa.
Right? And that's the halacha called Kanayin Pogumbo. That someone who's with a Gentile, Bezdin may not be Mechayiv them Misa, but there's a din of a zealot who could do that. Now, we don't, we don't encourage zealousy, right? You have to be in the Madriga to be the zealot. But the way the Rambam learns is that person's already in the category of an Erva. If you're Chayiv Misa, even on your day, Kanayim Pogumbo, that's a din of an Erva. So practically speaking, the din of Kol Isha would apply to non-Jews also. So this particular heter of not seeing the person is a big important heter. Because A, if you don't have that heter, and we'll see other circumstances, you know, that could be a problem. So, heter number one is if you don't see the person. What about heter? We just asked, okay, but what happens if it's a video? So I do see the person. Well, I was asking, even if you don't, it's on the radio, so you don't see the person. But you might know what they look like.
Yeah.
You know, famous people sing. So, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting, you know, for the most part, these halachas are in Eben Ezer. But the Chafetz Chaim made sure, when these halachas are touched upon, in Or HaChaim, to talk about it. If you look in the second column, B'kol makom, im hu b'derech b'ein ha'akom, o b'ir, right? You're traveling amongst Goyim, you're in the mall, and they're playing pop music, which, okay. No, it's a good question. Is rap considered music?
That's not.
Right? So, yeah, for sure, your generation would say that. But
my mother didn't think that rap music.
But the Chafetz Chaim writes, "Imu b'derech bein ha'akom o b'ir v'u onos sheyef shalom limchos." Right? You can't protest a playlist in the mall. Maybe American Dream Mall. Maybe there you could, but I don't know. I doubt it. Right? Kivan the lomitzin of the mikri erva medaraisa. Since we don't find beferish, here the Chafetz Chaim is leaning on the fact: look, the Torah doesn't spell out that a guy is an erva. We're only deriving this from a Rambam, from the concept of kanayim pogumbo, that zealots could kill a Jew as relations with the shiksa. So beferhesher, at least, right? So it's not, since the halacha of a Gentile is not beferish in the Torah, motor likros lovarech. The Chavetz Chaim says you could learn Torah, you could make brachos in a mall while, you know, the pop music station is playing. Huh? You're right. If they're playing a Jewish, you know, if they're playing, a Jewish lady, right? That would be worse. The Chavetz Chaim's Heter. You're right. It's only for an Akum. He writes, "Dimlokein kivin shanu shurim ben Akum nibadu mitorah v'tfila." I'm not gonna be able to daven. I'm not gonna be able to learn. So the Chavetz Chaim says he's ready to give a Heter if you hear elevator music, mall music. You didn't turn it on. They're in a situation where you can't protest, right? Your wife decided to have her exercise class in your living room. And, go out to the kol to learn. But you're stuck there, you're benching, okay? You know, if they're playing secular music, right? If they're playing Jewish music, you're right. That makes it trickier. Chavetz Chaim is giving a heter for non-Jewish music, right? Go figure that one. Where's a case of where non-Jewish music is better than Jewish music? If we're talking about the issur of kol isha, yeah. Non-Jewish music, or the reason why that's more easier to matter, is because the halacha of an erva of a guy is not beferish in the Torah, as opposed to regular arayos, included in that, at least based on the Hekesh to Rabbeinu Yonah, of a nida, that is beferish in the Torah. So you discovered a great point, that good trivia. Where is non-Jewish music better than Jewish music? For Kol Isha, in this situation, or where you didn't put it on, and you're stuck, you can't do anything about it, for that you're okay.
You have to be focused on the
nida. Excellent point. That's another heter. That itself is another heter. I was about to get to that. Okay, no, it did have. But excellent, excellent point. There's a concept in Shas called Dover She'ena Miskaven is Motor. Now, practically in Hilchas Shabbos, for example, we are usually machmer on that, right? Look, I didn't mean, right, let's say there are two ways to easily access your house, I could come from this side of the street or that side of the street. If I come from this side of the street, I'm going to be passing a house, which the moment I walk on its, you know, thing, the light's going to go on Shabbos. So you didn't intend that. So, but, you know, it's okay, it might be in better situation, Nicholas and Darabanan. But in general, Dover Shein Miskavim and Hilchas Shabbos, we are careful about. Better not. I saw, interesting, from some poskim, okay? You might tell me it's a chiddush, but Harvey, you brought it up. I did find, it's not just them, it's a poskim from Lakewood. He was ready to matter music and even Jewish music with the heter of Dover Shein HaMiskaven. That if you're not intending to get hana from it, the Chavetz Chaim actually says a line like this too. You know, that such a thing would be perhaps permitted. Now, okay, this is all on a recording of music. Now let's jump. What happens if it's live? So we said recording music, that itself should be okay, because it's just a recording. Again, recordings, right. So again, if the Jewish music's playing, right, I got lost. if music is, or recorded music is playing, for that alone is a heter. Recorded music is a heter. Live music, that's where we get into these issues more. And, okay, if you can't help it, you're in the mall and there's a quiet, you know, there's a woman singing live. Okay? There you have the Chavetz Chaim to rely on if she's non-Jewish. if she is Jewish, there is a heter. I said of Davashin and Miskavi, not Machavin to get Hana. That might be okay. Even like a live stream or radio, there's debates. Is that on a phone? Is that considered live, or is there some type of delay? We have similar shilos in halacha, right? Can you listen to Megillah over the phone? Interesting, when Moshe writes in the Tshuva, here's a tzad to do it. I found in researching this share that there's someone who gives edus that Moshe Sofyamov re-examined the electronics, the scientific issues involved, and felt it was not considered in any degree live, and wouldn't rely on it so easily, you know, for Havdalah, for Megillah, not so simple. But that also would mean, it would be a good thing for Kol Isha Erva, is as long as it's not live, it's just recorded, we have that heter. But let me give a scenario. So the real issues that come up is not recorded music that we could have in heter. And even a live stream over the phone, it's not so clear that that's considered really live. The real issues come when you're standing there, you hear it live, you see the person, you understand the person, that's where you get again to issues. And I'll put a very simple thing. A little girl singing. Little girls love to sing, right? All types of things. Now, how little? So, yeah. Below three. Yeah, that's a little girl. Not a problem.
Below three.
Right? Right? Lekuliyama. Now, practically speaking, I'll get to in a moment. You know, if we're just dealing with, if it's not a relative, and we're just dealing with Hilchas Nida, we assume that doesn't apply till 12, and her motion basically is Mekel. You know.
Up until 12.
Yeah. Okay. But, here's a tricky step. What happens? You have a 5-year-old niece who is singing. Tell me why that's permitted. It shouldn't be. She is, granted, she's not yet the stage, she's not mature to be a Nida, but she's an Erva. Right, a niece is one of the Arayos in the Torah. So we said right. Arayos are black and white. That's called Kol Isha applies to them.
I thought you can marry your niece.
No.
No. You can't.
No, not your niece.
No.
You
can marry a cousin.
Yeah. That's the difference. But a niece is an Erva. Yeah. So what do you do about that? And here's where it gets tricky. Part of the Rav Moshe makes a very interesting chiluk. Rav Moshe says that if the person, let's say, is a nida, what's the issue of kol b'isha erva? The real issue is it might come to bad thoughts, hirurim. So Rav Moshe says, okay. So firstly, like Moshe argues, okay, we live in a crazy world. Moshe says, yeah, a 5-year-old kid, you don't have these problems. That's goof of part of the reason he pushes it off to 12. But that's only an issue if you're dealing with those non-erva, non-classic erva situations. But if the person is an Erva, or Moshe says, it's regardless. That's what makes a 5-year-old niece trickier than just a random 5-year-old. So, or you could have a sister-in-law, also usher to marry.
Yeah.
Right? Guy could get married to the oldest girl in the family, and she has a 5-year-old sister. What then? So that's when these couple of heterim that we talked about come up. If you're not mechavan to have hana by kol isha, there's a Maimar Mordechai, there's a Chashva Achron that said that's permitted. The whole Isser of Kol Isha is where you're mechavim to have ana. I want to hear this woman sing. But if you're not mechavim for that ana, it's mutter. And we also mentioned before your idea that in general, Dover Shein Meskavin in Kol Torah, there's a tzad to be mekel. And there'll be mekel over here. Let me just quickly hit on a couple other topics. Make sure I cover the gamut.
Yeah, that was my question.
So you would say that that's distortion? Or that's live?
Are you really hearing her voice, or are you hearing it essentially a tape?
This is very interesting. Right, this is really gets back to Armagilla and this. So, yeah, there is a tzad to say that's it's enhanced the voice, and that'll make it better. You're right. So that solves problems too. Right? If you take the example... Now, you know, many people are machmer by microphones. For example, you see weddings, they do it on the microphone and not on the mic. Many people do it on the mic.
Well, there's a solution. All the halls just have bad microphones and no one could hear it anyway.
Right.
Ramosha was a machmer on microphones. He would always have a minion up by the kol.
Correct. So there are different shitas with microphones. So, yeah. Women's choirs. Let me just run through a few topics. Women's choirs. Pashup Shat went through the poskim. That's usur. To hear a choir of women singing, isn't there a concept in the Chazal, Trei Koli Lo Nishma? Two voices you only hear. But Lamais over here, Mechavin for Hanal, you want to hear them sing. You're seeing them. It's live. So even without mics. Right? There's a reason why they hire Hasidish men, not Hasidish women, to sing. Right? By Sivchas. Right? That would be a problem.
One man in the choir? Does that change
anything? Oh, yes. What about Nick's choir?
Nick's choir.
So there, that is different. Because there, you're not just hearing the voice of a woman, it's amplified or maybe distorted by the men singing along. And that potentially is better. We once mentioned this in the Shir, way back. This is an issue, let's say NCSY has, a Kiev organization has a Kumsitz, and you have both men and women singing. Would that be an issue? You're hearing...
It's only going to work if they're singing simultaneously.
If they're a good choir, they're singing together, right. If it's one followed by the other, that's not what I'm talking about. That's bad. But if it's men and women singing together, there potentially is room to be makel. There is a heter that supposedly the Sri De'esh gave. But you have to realize that is a shas adchak. I think they use the lashon es lasos la'ashem efiris orasacha. Really, really tough thing. You need it for kiriv, you need it for this. Let me tell one other story. Right? A family's miros, listening to a sister is okay. Shlomo Zalman Beferish Matar is not considered, so sorry, Henoch, you're going to have to listen to your sister sing.
All ages?
Huh? Yeah. I'll tell you one more halacha, then I want to tell a fascinating story. The one other area I would like to touch on, as we mentioned, what about this is all the man's obligation. Right? There's no isser on a woman listening to a man sing. Right? This is part of men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Men and women are different when it comes to the obligations of harchaka, for the most part, in these areas, stem on the man, not on the woman. Halchas Nida is on both, but for these things, kol be'isha erva is only by a woman, not by a man. Now, l'maisa, a woman herself, has an obligation that she shouldn't be machshol men. And the poskim talk about those cases. Like, let's say girls in a school, there are many heterim they give out. Look, this is their place, they need it for chinuch, that, and the men on campus, you know, beware. Yeah. You know, on a bus, they're traveling somewhere, it's tricky, you know. I definitely hear it said, it's very not poshut for a woman to put a video of hers, her singing on YouTube. Because Kol Isha Erva, you're putting on YouTube, on YouTube, anyone could see it. What's going to stop? And you know, we're very lucky that for some insane reason, the world picked up Miami Boys Choir, and it went viral all over the world. Everyone was listening to Miami Boys Choir and doing things. Let's say they picked up Miami Girls Choir, and there are from ladies that are have videos on, and people started mimicking that. Can you imagine the busha, the chilul Hashem? If some from lady singing is mimicked all over the world, everyone listening to her? Hashem warned us with Miami Boys Choir. Okay, the boys are there. But we the woman to put a video on YouTube is, huh? Okay, we'll get into the hawk. It's not live, this, seeing them. Okay, you're right. But definitely is not right. It's definitely not in the spirit, but you're right. Right? There might be a heter, but you know, the spirit of the law, you don't want millions of men watching, you know, some lady sing, even if she's wearing a shetel. Now, just to end, I want to end with two stories. Two beautiful stories, which I think depict the balance of this halacha and midos. The Chazon Ish one time was coming to his apartment. The Chazon Ish later in life was a widow. It might have been when his wife wasn't well. He was coming to his apartment, and he stopped. And he's waiting outside. As Talmud asked him, Rebbe, how come you're not going inside? He says, because I know that I came close to the house. He realized that his Ozeres, his cleaning lady, was in the house. And she likes, when she works, she sings. Now, if the Chazon Ish would have gone into the house, what would have been? She would have stopped singing. The Chazon Ish didn't want to deprive that cleaning lady the enjoyment of being able to sing while she works. And therefore, he refused to go into his own house. That's a certain sensitivity by a giant of not just halacha, but a mensch, the Chazon Ish. There's another story, a little more controversial. But Rav Ruderman tells over a story. He once came to a house in early America, stayed by a house for Shabbos, and I think he was a young Rav. And it was just him by himself, he was collecting, whatever. And the Rav pulled him aside Friday afternoon and asked him, what would you do in the following case? I'm going to sit there Friday night, and my daughter starts singing his mirrors. My older daughter starts singing his mirrors. What are you going to do? He said, I'll tell you why. Because a couple weeks ago, you have to understand, my daughter's, there's no Beis Yaakov. This is 1930s America. My daughters get a lot out of Yiddishkeit by singing on Shabbos. That's their connection to Yiddishkeit. A few weeks ago, there was a very world-famous Chosh of a Rav we had by our house. When my daughter started to sing, he ran out of the room. Rav Ruderman, what would you do in that scenario? What's going to happen tonight? So I believe his line back was, I'm not going to listen, and I'm not going to run out. Years later, he was told the story, and he said, this is Slabodka. You have to have the balance. You have to know, look, the area of Kol Isha, there's room in many areas to be machmer. There also, at the same time, he went through different shitas. Also, at the same time, but letzorech, you could be mekel. If Ruderman understands, sometimes there's a tzorech that Yudavka should be mekel. And you have to be careful with these things. But at the same time, halacha is a balance between the halacha and people. Look, if there's no wiggle room in halacha, then there's nothing to do. You're going to have to wait outside. But where there is wiggle room, where there are heterim, then the Maisa, sometimes the correct thing is to rely on those. Thank you very much for listening. Have a